This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Here's a popular topic from our Rock on the Money podcast. For the full episodes and more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. Hope you enjoy. All right. Let me read this social media question, Amanda, and this is going to be yours. I'm going to let you have it. Okay. This is anonymous. Don't know who, what, where, but here we go. There's about a paragraph here. I just want to go through it. My wife and I are at the lowest place we've ever been financially. I know things can get better, but I've never been this low emotionally. Please give advice and provide encouragement. Well, we don't give advice. We just give you our opinions. Collectively, we make about $70,000 a year. We have a two-year-old, a mortgage with a balance of $128,000, two cars. Hers is paid off. Mine will be October 2021. Current balance is $7,000. We have about $40,000 in unsecured debt, which has snowballed over the past 2 years. Last thing I want to do is file for bankruptcy. The light at the end of the tunnel is that I have a job interview tomorrow, which comes with a $6,000 pay increase and more to come. Mm-hmm. It's also a stable Monday through Friday job. So a second job after hire will be much easier to manage. The problem is our line of credit is maxed out and now payments are starting to be made late on credit cards. Ooh. What advice can you give me? Make mortgage and auto payments a priority, then whatever afterwards. Were you ever able to crawl out from a similar hole? Thanks.
Oh, this is a tough one.
That's a lot going on there.
It's a lot going on. I think it's hard to get perspective when you're in it, but I think looking back, this person may realize that this isn't really a bottom. The things they have going for them are that they're making a really decent salary, even combined. And it sounds like there's only three people in the family. So $70,000 a year should be more than enough to sustain a three-person family. But let me start with the last question about a similar hole to crawl out of. So I've been in a much bigger, I should say much deeper hole before. And I've crawled out, but it does take some work. So there was a time a little over a decade ago where my annual income was $8,000 1 year. And then the next year was just slightly more than that. And I paid my rent and somehow found a way to put gas in the car and found a way to feed my son when it was just he and I. This was right after my divorce, from my first husband. So it is possible. I know at the time I felt pretty emotionally drained and hopeless as well. But I would think, take a look back at one of our episodes a few episodes ago about side gigs. That's one thing to look at, especially once you have this stable Monday through Friday job with the regular hours. But even if you don't have regular hours, there are so many side gigs that we talked about that you can do on your schedule and on your time that don't require going and punching a clock somewhere. You know, fast forward 10, 12 years later, I somehow found a way to graduate from graduate school and then law school and pay all my student loans. We paid off 90 some thousand dollars in debt from student loans in less than 2 years after law school.
Nice.
So it is possible. That was not just law school loans, but that was my undergrad, master's, and law school all together. So 2 years it took, but it was, you know, we weren't spending money on credit cards. So I think at this point you have to stop the bleeding, whatever that means to you to stop that bleeding. It's your cards already maxed out. So hopefully they've been cut up or put in literal ice in your freezer, frozen, so that you can't use them. And you have to stop using them and you have to focus on getting rid of that debt. I was making about $70,000 a year when we worked towards paying off 90 in 2 years. So paying off a fraction of that should be completely doable. And the good news is, while you have two cars, one of them is paid off, so that's excellent. And the other one will be paid off in, 18 months, which is not all that long. So keep doing what you're doing there to pay off the car. You definitely don't want your car repossessed. But I would say this, consider whether or not you need two cars. And if you do need two cars, if it makes more sense to sell hers that doesn't have a lien against it and maybe get a clunker, get something that, you know, runs, but maybe doesn't look that great, and use that money that you sell off your car to pay down the other car. So you'll have no car debt, and then, you know, keep throwing that money at that unsecured debt. I don't know, Craig, what do you think?
No, I love it. And thank you for being open and honest about your history to help them, because that's what we're trying to do. And, you know, I mean, our example is probably one of the best things that we can do.
Yeah.
So yeah. I appreciate that.
It is possible. I mean, 10 years later, here I am, and now we've got substantial, not just savings, liquid savings, but substantial retirement funds and investment properties. And it doesn't take that long in the grand scheme of your entire life to dig out of a hole. Yours isn't as deep as it could, as others have been. So no. It's completely over something you can overcome. If you just have to change your mindset and just you have to be not thinking that you can't get out of the hole. You have to be 100% committed to, we're going to have this paid off, and by when. You know, we talked about SMART goals in the past. You need to determine what is your drop dead date to have it paid off, and how are you going to make that happen? Not if it can happen, but how.
And we're talking about a couple here. They both need to sit down and agree. Yeah. They're both going to do this. One can't do it by themselves, because if the other one's still charging, it doesn't work.
Yeah. No dead weight and no sabotage, or it's not going to work.
You're either going to do it or you're not, because what's the number one reason of divorce, cause of divorce?
Money.
It's money. So if one of you wants to do it, the other does not, there's, you know, unless you get counseling, that's not going to have a good outcome. So.
Yeah.
So. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland, USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.